Wednesday night passes, whatever, of Jesus will be.
Their business. And it was from a professor called Tim Spector. He made a big apothecary. So it was giving some of the advice and things to look out at to boost a person's immunity. And it was saying a person has to eat sensibly, he has to sleep properly, to build up the body's immunity. If a person doesn't sleep much, he weakens himself and the chayin can get schwach and more susceptible to catch a cold or something. And he said also a person needs to look after his mental health. And look, mental health. Because if a person is feeling good about himself, then it also helps boost his immunity. So the Gemara says in Megillah, it says then it says korule oyavov korule chachoma. So says the Rambam of Yochanan that afilu from the umos ha'olam, even if a goy says a devar chachma, then he's called a chacham. So in other words, they were really oyavov, but because it said something sensible, they called chachomim. So mikol malam da iskati, you can learn from anything. But the Gemara says something more than that. The divrei chachomim malpei, that the words of chachomim bring a refuah. How do you know? The Gemara in Kesubas Kuf Gimel says, Om Rav Yechanan, that we learn haloye says a chita, a person who chews a chita, so he puts it ala makosa, he puts it on his wound, so it's to heal himself. Also, lasis came because of chomet, right? It can't do because of chomet, but we learn from there that a person who's got a scratch or something on his body, and he's loye says achita, so it's a refuah. So from here we see lashon chachomim map, and the chom always tried saying things to bring refuah, to bring well-being to people. But for why do we need chachomim when we've got mishle? So many things in mishle tell us, you know, advice of how to live and how to get along with things. As a poshut, first pasuk pei gimel says, "Bini toyrosi al tishkach umitzvosa yisrael libecha." That my son, don't forget the Torah, keep the mitzvahs. Why? Ki oirech yomim ushnois chaim v'sholim yosif ulach. Poshut, by learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs, then you get a special siyata dishma. The boy shem gives you oirech yomim ushnois chaim. So this is what's shnois chaim. The Malbim always says that chaim, which is of value, is called shnois chaim. It's a labor dika labor. It's nice a person to be alive, even if he's Rachman Lissan confined to a wheelchair, he's still alive. Right? He's still got to say Moidani in the morning. But we want Shanois Chaim, we want a good, full valued life. And that's dependent also a lot on the mind as well. It says also possible the Torah is Rifus to heal the Sorecha, Vishikri Lachmin Secha. The Torah can give a refuah to your body and it can be a medicine to your bones. And then the next pasuk, and what are the ways of the Torah? The ways of the Torah are ways of pleasantness, and all the paths lead to peace. So here is also already a gem. First gem of the evening. If something you do is with Derech Hinoyam, that's the Derech HaTorah. If it's with strife, and it's aggravation, and it builds up the blood pressure, it's not Derech Hinoyam, it's not Kol Nesiv Yisrael Sholem. Person, always try, first thing to do, always try and avoid machlokes. Keep your mouth closed, don't argue. Don't argue if someone says something, no. Right? It says, Tuva de Shoma Va'odish Chalfu Bishdemeya. It's a person who hears something and he's quiet, then 100 evils will pass him by. Tuva de Shoma Va'odish, first thing is. Yeah, but also very good, yeah. Mamas. It's a good vote, he said. If you would have kept quiet, it would be worth two. No, the vote. That's what he says. If you say something which is good, it's well worth it. But sometimes by keeping quiet, it's worth double. Yeah. That's the command. So the first thing is, try and always keep calm. And if you had a look at the Alter Talmidei Chachomim, I'll give you an example. Old Rabbi Kofna, Oliver Shalom, Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. And he spoke to him, it was Bini'imus, it was a softly spoken person. You can't imagine him getting annoyed with anyone, right? So where did he get it from? I met other Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. There was Rabbi Branock in Melbourne, exactly the same. A certain softness, a certain masikus, When you're speaking to him, there's a certain thing, not aggravated, very calm, extremely calm. And that's what a person's got to learn. Stay calm. First thing is, don't let your blood pressure go up. Because if your blood pressure's going up, everything's going up. Right? Try and stay calm. That's the thing. Another one is a very good one, this. Peirut Yud Zayin Chof Beis. Says, Leiv Someach Yetiv Geya. A happy heart, Yetiv Geya, it makes the body better. Right? Yetiv Geya. See Rashi in a minute. Veruach Necheya, and a wretched spirit, Tiyabish Gorem, will dry up the bones. So the Metzudosh says there, Hasimcha Tetiv Laguf. If you're happy, it's good for your body, Kidvar Rufor, like taking medicine. If a person is Leiv Someach, right, you've got to know how to change your heart now. Oh, now we're coming to something big. The Gaon says at the beginning of Evan Shalema, Kol Avoides Hashem Tolu B'Tikun Amidos, that all Avoides Hashem depends on changing your characteristics, changing your character. Shehem K'moy Levush LaMitzvos U'Klalei HaTorah, that the Midos are what generates everything else. And all Averis can stem from bad Midos. Like if a person's angry, a person's a kaisen, it can harm, it can make him do Averis. So a person's got to know he is in control of himself. That means even an emotion of feeling good or not feeling good, you can control it. Now I'll just say a little story. I was in Mechavia, and my son had a little flat. And there was a hotel I'd once stayed at, so I had the code for their Wi-Fi. So when I needed to pick up messages, right, or make a phone call on the cheap or whatever, I walk past the hotel, ping it, picks it up, and I can see what's going on. And as I'm going to this hotel, just a short walk, I see an old man sitting on the bench. An old man. And so I said to him, yeah, morning. I come back. And I said to him, have a good day. So he said, every day's a good day. I thought, oh, this fella's got something of interest. He must have been in his 90s, the guy, right? But he didn't look so old in his face. So I sat down next to him, right, where did he come from? So his name is Yehuda Kinderman. Yehuda Kinderman. Rabbi Yehuda Kinderman.
No.
I don't think you know him. He lives in America. So we're sitting there, a beautiful blue sky in a Chavia, nice area, and he's there on holiday. I thought maybe he lived there, retired there. No. Where did he come from? Came from Auschwitz, the town of Auschwitz. Right? And he said his father was Rosh Yeshiva in Radomsky Yeshiva. And his brother was a Boki Bashasi thing. And he himself was a Shtikala Magid Shia there. Right? He was clean shaven, right? Didn't have a langa bar. And he was a Yudea Sefer, he knew things. And then he told me, he says, every day's a good day. You've got it in you to make it a good day. I thought, this fella, I said, Gavain in Lager, I said, were you in the camps? And he says, yeah. And he shows me these things, shows me his numbers on his arm. So I asked him, give me a bracha, you know. Then the next day I saw him, I called my son over, you know, Enikol. Also get a bracha from him, Chaperein. But he said, every day is a good day. So I thought, someone who is all the good life, he can say everything's a good day. Someone who's been in the camps, and he suffered, and he tells every day you can make it into a good day. It shows you've got an ability, an attitude of mind, it's good. Right, that's the first thing you got to know. Leiv Someach Yetiv Geya. If you're happy in your heart, then it makes your whole attitude changes. And it says in the Metzudas, it's Teta Simcha Tetiv Laguf Kidvar Rufua. Rashi says there, Kusha Odom Sameach Bechelkoi Ponov Me'irim. That Yetiv Leiv, if you're good in your heart, what does that mean? You're Sameach Bechelkoi. Whatever the Rabbi Nishalom's given you, you're happy with. You've got to be happy. Then, Ponov Me'irim, it shows in your face. Ponov Me'irim. So he showed you, whatever, you listen, you can always manage with a bit more, you can have a bigger car, bigger house, you know, more money, what are you going to do with it? But everyone imagines you've got to have a bit, little bit of a drive in life, you know, an ambition. So we always look for more. But you've got to realise, now, what you've got now, this minute, You got to say, "My Daniel in the funach." You got to say, "Rabbeinu Shalom, thank you for what I've got." And then start thinking. Number one, I'm walking. No one's standing up. No one. I'm alive. Right? You can go from anywhere. But this thing is Leif Sumeach, Chayitiv Geyah. That's a very important thing to have to remember. That if you're good in your heart, then it's going to benefit your body. Another one, Pei Yud Ches Yud Dalet. Ruach Ish Yechalkel Machaleu. The spirit of a man can nourish his illness. V'ruach Necheya, but someone who's downhearted, he's feeling low, Mi Yisa'ana, who can bear it? So the spirit of a man will sustain his illness. Says Rashi, Ruach Geva Shehu Ish Gibor. The spirit of a person, like he's got in his ability, he drives out from his mind bad thoughts. In other words, thoughts of worry. Try and knock the worry on the head. Or makabel, how do you do this? Says Rashi, or makabel kol abo alo besimcha. Whatever happens, besimcha. He parks somewhere and he comes out to the car, he's got a £30 ticket on the window. So what's the natural response? Oh, you want to kill the guy, right? You want to think, this guy is found sort of walking up and down all day doing nothing. Right? You want to, first thing to do is run him over, right? But that's not right. No, you've got a fine. But Makaba, call out the Masimcha, the Abinish, thank you, you Machapa Abinish, you Zulana Kapoor, whatever. That you've got to have an attitude, right? Call out the Masimcha. Uvechiba, says Rashi. Then Yechalkel Machaleo, that attitude will therefore feed his illness. That meaning, says Rashi, Ein koichoi so mi alav. It doesn't let you down. Because a person's very, you know, very easy to tilt the balance. A person's got an equilibrium in his mind. But even the psychologists, you know, when they give people medicine and pills, it's a tiny, tiny little chemical just to tilt the balance, a tiny little mashu. From being depressed, to being dejected, to make him a little bit better, to think differently. So the very, very slight balance, but all what a person can do in himself, of course if he needs medical help, he needs medical help, no denying it. Says a person's broken his arm, he goes to the hospital to get a plaster on it. Can't imagine it's not broken, it is broken. So the same thing as a person, the mind is broken, he needs to get it fixed. But if everything's normal, then why look miserable? Be happy with yourself. Person should be happy with his lot. If he's not happy with his lot, then Nebuch, a bad spirit, me yisa'ena. No one who can carry him, who wants him at all. He walks around grumpy and he's, you know, you don't want to get anywhere near the guy. Right? He's a danger to society, probably a danger to himself. If you saw Solanta said, the person's face can be a barbusha's rabbit. If you go around and you smile at everyone, Mekabalas Kalodam Basimcha, Basave upon him Yafois, like the Tanoim did. So then, you know, it's a pleasure to see people. But if you go around grumpy and a face, you know, sour face and everything, you make other people feel bad. Even now in the street, you see a guy, you say to him, good morning, right? Oh, good morning, hello, you know. All of a sudden, he's a big friend, right? For 2 seconds till he'd walk past. But it's just this one word can change a person around. So a person's got to change himself around to think, Kol abo lo besimcha, merkabo besimcha o bechiba. Says the Gaon here, Kesho ish tomid besimcha, when a person is constantly besimcha, af shetove olav machala chas v'sholem, even if he gets ill chas v'sholem, hu yechalkel machalosoi, that will feed his illness, meaning, besimchoso yevat lena, with simcha he can be mevata la machala. Isn't that powerful words from the Vilna Gaon? And it's placed on the Pasuk. Pasuk says that, ruach ish yechalkel machaleo, the spirit of a person that can change everything around. Besimchoso yevat lena. So anxiety and worry is something which has to be treated. We've only got a few minutes left, so we'll come to the this posse, which is a famous posse, everyone knows about it, in Pei Yud Beis Chaf Hei. says to ogo belevish yashchena udava tov yisamchena. So the ogo belevish yashchena, a worry in a person's mind bring it down, but over time and something good, Yisamchena will raise his spirit. Well, of course, if you see, you buy a lottery ticket and you find that you've won, that's a Devar Toiv, Yisamchena, then your whole attitude changes. It picks you up, you know, for a few minutes, so you start worrying what you're going to do with the money, how you're going to invest it. So a person, you know, they can pick him up. So the Gemara says in Yuma, two things on this. The Ogol Belevish, a worry in a person's mind, Yashchena, he should try and destroy it. Get rid of the worry. Ve'ikad ha'ami, some say, no, Yasichena la'achayim. So Rashi says there in Yuma, that if a person has a worry, meaning a concern, that he's nervous about something, so what he should do is try to get rid of that concern, try to negate it. Or talk to a friend, and your friend will tell you, what are you worried about? Nothing to worry about. You know, sometimes a person, he gets too emotionally involved in the situation, he can't see straight. So you speak to someone who's a friend, you know, a nice guy who's already out of the emotional trap, and he'll tell you, he'll point you a way out, and he'll say, oh, Poshut, why didn't I think of that? So that's what the Gemara says, right? Now Rashi says clearly, he's talking about a daiga, which a person is worried about something will crop up. He's not talking about mental illness. If Chas V'Shalom, a person's mentally ill, he's got to go to a doctor. No two ways about it. Now, the terrible, terrible tragedies happened where kids in Yishtogadach, they weren't treated or they whatever, who knows what happened, and then there were terrible consequences out of it. So here we're talking about someone posher to worry he's got. So what does he do? Says the Malbim here, says all the middos a person has is controlled in his mind, in his heart. So, which a person can resort to under certain circumstances, or he can negate it. For example, a person's got a tendency, like siu hagayva oy hanova hakina vatayva kadoima. Person, let's say, he's got a taiva, he's got a desire. So, what is it? He walks past the shop, he's in the sales, and he sees a beautiful Rolex watch in the window. So he has a taiva, oh, I need to have that. Why? You get a cheap shmati watch, I'll tell you the same time. But in his mind, he's got this taiva, a taiva he gets. So what has he got to do? He can control his taiva, says the Malbim. He can control it. Why buy it? Buy it now. Buy it next year. Buy it in 6 months' time. By that time, he's forgotten about it. So you can control your mind to a certain way. He says, "Uvein koychos hanefesh timsa gam kein adayva." Amongst your emotions, you've also got this aspect of worry. What does it mean? Shehu ma she'odom doig al osid. He's worried about something in the future, and he imagines that. And he says, however, if this worry overtakes a person, kishigim shom b'leiv minefesh adboso yechala, that it will destroy him from his soul to his body, it will destroy him. If he allows this daiga, this worry, this nervousness, person's nervous, he's posher, he's vibrating, right? He's nervous about something. So it can destroy him. And he says, even a wealthy person who he seems to have everything comfortable, where kishetim shala daiga belibo yidag ala osid, Penyechala Bey, so he'll be worried, maybe the house will fall down. Penyechala Oshroi, maybe he'll lose his money on this thing. Maybe the other tragedies, Penyim Shalu Oivavalov, maybe his enemies will take it away. Now, if a person is constantly in this trap of the Daiga, then it's no good. So here the Mishnah gives us two pieces of advice. The first thing is, Lahashpil hatsiyo halozulai ridei aloyme kanafesh. V'chshom b'choyshech shema yechusa. Get this worry you have about a certain thing and stick it in the bottom of your boots. Put it right down, depress it. Yashchena, push it down. Dismiss it. Right? Until you masiyach datoy from it, and then it won't be a worry anymore. You know, sometimes a worry, it's out of proportion. So put it into proportion, stick it right down where, you know, stick it as far as you went out of your mind. Try and get it out of your mind. And secondly, is one way of doing it is to rechannel your thoughts. שיעלה עלי בו סיורים טובים מסנגדים לציר הדייגה. You should take your mind off it. So that's an example. A person gets a thing, a windfall, he's got £1 million now. So he's worried, maybe people will chop it for me, maybe we'll get neighbours, maybe this, maybe that. So how do you get around it? So he says, one way is to try and discount it. Oh, no one knows about it, I'll keep it quiet. The other thing is, that's the first thing, yashchena, push your dagger down. The other way is to arouse in yourself positive thoughts. To think about it, oh, now I can buy the Rolex, now I can go on holiday, right? You think about it, I'm going to have a lovely time now. So you build it up, the positivity of it. Don't look at the down to the negativity, be an optimist. Says the Moshul Yitzayah Shachav Yisoy Toiv. You should think, Baruch Hashem, Yis Hashem, everything will be good. Shebei Soyamoy Nochoy, that his house won't collapse. Shehu Molei Berchas Hashem, and you see the Boishim's helping me. This is just the start. You know, 1 million, that's a beginner. Tomorrow get even better, Yis Hashem. There's a bright future, right? There's jam tomorrow. But Sheyesh Tikva Lachav Yisoy. Oh, it's going to last the Doyrei Doyreis. When the boy shamans gives a gedula to a person, it keeps on going. Noishen loyu levana. A person can think positively. Okay, then he ties into the two pesukim, but we've run out of time. But this is a major thing. A person's got to realize he's in control of his mind, and he's got to think positive, happy thoughts. Ruach ish yechal kel machaleil. The spirit of a person. What's in your spirit that can be a better than a refuah. Whereas chas v'shalom for ruach necheya mi yisena, if a person's worried and he's negative, then it's terrible. So obviously a person has to daven, he has to have bitochen, but that's a separate thing. That's how he builds on it. But the idea is to get the idea straight. Think good, but zayn good. Okay.